From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States Senate Armed Services Committee met Tuesday regarding the nomination for the reappointment of Marine Corps General Joseph Dunford Jr. to be chairman of the Joint Chief of Staffs. During the hearing, Dunford was asked for his assessment of the situation on the Korean Peninsula, given the statements back and forth between leaders.
Well, the political space is clearly very charged right now. We haven't seen a change in the posture of North Korean forces. We watched that very carefully.
President Donald Trump says the United States is totally prepared for a military option in dealing with North Korea. And on Tuesday, his administration imposed sanctions on 8 North Korean banks and 26 bank executives. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced he will visit Puerto Rico next Tuesday. The White House announced that it would also increase funds to Puerto Rico to assist with debris removal and emergency protective measures, including direct federal assistance for 180 days.
I have directed all relevant departments and agencies to assist in the response and recovery effort.
Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosselló tweeted that he had been briefed, the president, on the situation, and thanked him for his quick response. Saudi Arabia says it will allow women to drive for the first time in the ultra-conservative kingdom. The United States has welcomed Saudi Arabia's announcement that women will be allowed to drive for the first time. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says the U.S. is happy with the move. Nauert is calling it a great step in the right direction for that country, but Nauert isn't commenting on whether Saudi Arabia still needs to do more to ensure full rights for its female citizens. This is VOA News.